fresh news, smart talk, all day. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. And today is Wednesday, August 24th. And this is a little after 11 a.m. in the morning. Once again, this is C.A. Nuri, and I shall be your host for today as we entertain two conversations about Bahamians helping Bahamians to access resources. I have two sets of guests today who will be joining me. On the second half, I will have a representative from the Community Legal Aid Clinic at the Eugene Deputch Law School, whose objective is to increase the access of justice for members of the public. But before I have them join me on the second part of the show, I have Mr. and Mrs. Wilfred and Stephanie Solomon, who is joining me. And they are going to tell me a story. A story about something that Mrs. Solomon is going through. And I'm privileged to have Miss Solomon with me because I thought that she was going to be engaged because her husband was communicating with me. So I will have him start and then I'll have her join in, right? The Solomons are having a fundraiser, but I want to understand the reason for the fundraiser. And I want Mr. Solomon to tell me his wife's story. What is going on with your wife?
Well, my wife is...
Come closer to the mic so we can make sure I hear you.
My wife is on dialysis three times a week, which is Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And is over 8 years now since she's been on dialysis. And an understanding that her time is winding down because they give you 5 to 10 years for dialysis patients. So what I'm doing now is trying to have a fundraiser to see if I can come up with somewhere around $240,000.
$240,000 you're trying to raise.
Which is very, very expensive operation to get this kidney transplant.
So the money is for a kidney transplant.
For a kidney transplant.
And this is what's happening.
And this is what's happening right now. And we already talked to Jackson Merritt Hospital, and they're just saying to us, go ahead and get your funds together. Because once they say, well, they're ready, your funds should be there for them to begin.
Okay. But let me bring your wife on and fix her mic that she's able to... communicate with the audience. I want to hear, how did you realize something was wrong, right? That you were feeling sick.
Okay, I used to be...
And this is Miss Stephanie Solomon.
Stephanie Solomon, right. Before I was diagnosed with kidney failure, I used to be swell a lot. My legs, everything was swollen. Clothes tight and small, it'd be tight, you know, very. So when I went to the doctor, they brought me in and asked what I had a kidney biopsy, and then they realized that's what my kidney's failing, and I had to go on dialysis. That's from 2014.
So you've been on dialysis from 2014. So that's over, that's eight. Nearly 10 years?
Is that? 8 years.
Eight years? Almost, okay.
And they only promise you 10 years on dialysis. Some people live a little over it, but...
And how does that make you feel? I'm hearing you this twice now. Your husband mentioned it, only 10 years, and you mentioned it,
right.
Only 10 years. And
right.
And I feel callous just asking you, how does that make you?
At first, I just tried to don't worry about it, just go on with my life regularly. But legally, I feeling down now. because I'd be weak after dialysis, I'd be tired, drained, and I'd be blurry vision. I hardly could see sometime. So I know I'm weak, my body's getting, I could feel in my body I'm getting weaker because I used to be like 165, now I weigh 100 pounds. Wow. And I don't have no appetite either, I hardly see. Sometimes I don't eat at all. And it could take a toll on my body too. Like I'd be constipated a lot. I don't go at all. Like 2 and 3 weeks, I have to take something to go, otherwise I don't go, period.
And Wilfred, mm-hmm. That's your good wife.
Oh yeah, and I've seen the. See, that's why they say for better, for worse in sickness and health, until death do us part. I've enjoyed a sweet moment with my wife as a girlfriend, and then became my wife. So in times of now, that when she needed me most, why should I disappear? That's when I have to try to put my best foot forward, and I do believe the good Lord will help me with the other foot to make it happen. And one of the key thing that I did, I said, well, I'm in the music industry, mm-hmm. and I have all my sisters and brothers who are musical entertainers and giant people of past, and some are present today. I just said, let me say something to them all. And it's amazing how all of them want to be a part of this. It's so sad. The ones who cannot be a part of it, they have been supportive by doing a flyer or doing something like summaries. They were doing some things just to help in areas, but because they could not attend or had other previous engagement. But those who could afford to be there, like Veronica Bishop and Sweet Emily and to name off like Funky D, and you got they got Cubit on here.
And I see you listing off a number of names.
I want to know many.
What is happening? How can we help you? I want to help your wife. I see the urgency. I see the urgency in her voice. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure the public wants to know what can they do. And I see you have a flyer there.
This is for the event that will be taking place at the farm, Marshall Road here in Nassau.
The farm, Marshall Road, I know where that is.
On Saturday coming.
So this Saturday.
This Saturday.
Okay.
We'll have food, we're serving like from 3 o'clock for food on sale. Mm-hmm. And we have the price of $20 general admission, $25 at the gate. And we've established a VIP area now, which I don't have on the flyer, but that has been established to come in at $40.
Okay.
For a VIP area.
Let me make sure I understand. So this Saturday, which is August 27th, right? At the farm.
At the farm.
Marshall Road. Right? You're going to have an event. You want to have a spectacular event, and this event is to help your wife in terms of finances.
That's right.
And remind me of how much money are you trying to raise?
$240,000
that the Bohemian public, you're asking the Bohemian public event to help you
yes.
with. And you say you will be event. Having a number of events
yes.
that you can yes. will be having a fundraiser.
I would.
Okay. And go again and name me some of the high-end acts that will be at this event.
We got Marvin Henfield, who is coming in from Takes Island, as promised to. And we got the Al Cully Shad and the Al Cully VIP band that will be the house band.
Nice.
They jump on. They got Mike and the Magical Mystic Band. They jump on board. And now, I am surprised because I'm elder, mm-hmm. but so many of the young artists reach out and say, man, I want to help you. They want to be a part of it to help me out. And the name is like a wizard. We got Miss Breezy. We got KG Blinks. We got Louie. And when I reach out to Sawyer Boy, oh, man, right away, man.
Right away. Sawyer Boy is a good guy.
Sawyer Boy.
Yes. And see, I only knew you for a short period of time. But I can see the love that you have for your wife, and I see the endearment between the two of you. So, and I sense the urgency
of you trying, saying, I must do this.
Whatever it takes, I'm going to make sure this come into being. And you have gathered friends and family
right
to come forward to say, hey, I'm going to help your wife.
What make it so scary for me? See, some people don't understand and don't know unless you see these things. Was when we took a family trip to Florida,
mm-hmm.
and she, you know, if you travel and you should organize a dialysis treatment,
yes.
wherever you go. Well, what happened? People that somehow things didn't come in place. They didn't get the blood work. Didn't come in time for her to do the dialysis in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
So it means that she skipped just one skip.
Just one appointment.
One appointment skip.
And what happened?
And she almost died.
Oh, God,
she, over in Florida, she been in a coma for a couple of days.
Mm-hmm.
And they put in an ICU. And believe it or not, man, it was low, like over $8,000 right away. Bam.
I can imagine.
That's what, that was this, her bill for that. For that moment, and she swelled right up, all eyes, everything. I said, "Oh my God, what's going on?"
And a number of Bahamians, because we out in the Bahamas, we have a number of persons who are going through mm-hmm. various issues,
or finances, right?
And finances in particular. So we Bahamians understand what you're going through.
Yeah.
And what if I am unable to attend this benefit concert? How can I send money to say, "Hey, I want to make sure your wife is with you"? Right, I well, want to make we, sure right. 10, 40, 20 years from now, I'm just throwing out numbers, that your wife is with you. You know, how can I donate to that? How can I send you money to make
well,
sure
I,
that happens?
We got a GoFundMe here, Stephanie Solomon. At GoFundMe, right?
So you have a GoFundMe account?
Right, set up. And also now at Commonwealth Bank here in Grand Bahama, which the number for the bank in Grand Bahama, it's 21105 Freeport. Mm-hmm. And the account number now is 70550534 28.
So I want you to give that again, but this is the number, just in case.
It's her bank account.
Her bank account and for the benefit for the surgery. But I want you to give that number again. And I took note that you are originally from Grand Bahama. You live in Grand Bahama, but you are down here in New Providence for this benefit concert for your wife. And that I want the people in Grand Bahama know that you're working on this project, and that the people in New Providence who also had family members who go through and understand the urgency of this, mm-hmm. right? To know that how to help. So give me that bank account number again, so persons can actually.
The bank account number is 70550534 28, Commonwealth Bank in Freeport, Grand Bahama, and the branch is 21105.
And I'm going to speak back to your wife again, and Stephanie. And I do not have anyone, immediate family, who has kidney issues. I know that the Bahamas has a large number of persons going through that. The dialysis line and the wait is a long line, especially during COVID, especially during hurricanes. We know that there's a desperation to make sure that it continues. And I want, again, to appreciate and understand, what is it? How is the life of being a person who have kidney issues?
It's really rough. It's
hard. Put the mic a little closer.
Well, it's really rough. It's hard going through this, but if you want to live, you have to go through it. When I first heard that I have to go in Dallas, I cried so much, but I realized I have one daughter, and I, at the end of the day, I want to see my work at the end of the day. I would like to see the outcome.
Mm-hmm.
And she's only 21.
And how is your daughter dealing with this?
She's the one who started the GoFundMe, and she says, "Time, Daddy's time for us to try to save mommy."
Yes. Well, we definitely will save you. I mean, that's a given.
Oh, that was,
you know, and I know that when you go through these issues, the entire family hurts.
Yeah,
right. And the entire family and the community must come together in right. order to have access, to give you access right. to opportunity.
Right.
And I wanted to invite you on the show to express and to give your plea that because I know the Bahamian people will respond.
I just want somebody, people, and ask for to come out and support my concert. Come out, come out, come out. And if you cannot come out, just go to my GoFundMe page or put the comment bank that my husband gave the number and then donate. Save my life. Thank you. God bless you all. And I want to appreciate everybody who supported me, who shared my stories and doing everything for me.
Okay. And is there a number for people to contact you just to say, give a good word and to get more information?
And just continue to pray for me. Pray for me. And my phone number is 727-8590.
Mm-hmm. Do that again. I'm sorry. Interrupt you.
727-8590.
And Mrs. Solomon, give those GoFundMe numbers again.
GoFundMe. It's just Stephanie Solomon, GoFundMe.
And the Commonwealth Bank number?
The Commonwealth Bank number again will be 7055053428. The branch is 21105.
Okay, that's good. Okay, that's Commonwealth Bank, and that's in Grand Bahama. And this Saturday, August 27th, and what time is your benefit concert?
Well, it starts, the action will start at, supposed to start at 9, which I don't believe because of the amount of artists that we got lined up. Because
you have high-end artists. I mean, these are no local artists. These are some great Bohemian artists.
Some will kick in early, mm-hmm. You know.
And give me some name of the artists. So I'm looking at 8 o'clock for this benefit concert.
Sweet Emily.
Sweet Emily.
We got Veronica Bishop.
Veronica.
We got Ira Stoll.
Ira.
Marvin Henfield,
mm-hmm.
Cupid, Funky D, Lynn Scovala, and the list goes on.
How you got all of these high end artists?
Oh, we got to make sure we got my boy there from Andros, Elon Musk.
Elon Musk
coming in also.
I'm impressed. I'm impressed because
Stiletto. Stiletto was in the United States right now, and he called back and said, "What happened, man? What happened? I got to be on that for you. I got to be there." I said, "Well, man, just come, man. Just be on it for me." And he said he will be, promised to be on it.
It shows
we got
that
Ruben G is going to be there. Like I said, there's many others that will be coming on. I out of my head because what happened when we made up the flyer, some of them came in after. Cupid. Okay, we got Cupid is on it. But some of them came in after. And what I said, let's just make it a jam session where those that who are not on it, if you have the time, just drop by and just sing a song.
Oh, excellent. And it shows that the music community appreciates you. And they see the urgency of what is happening. And I appreciate that they make the effort of coming out and committing to you and committing to your wife in order to make sure that you raise the funds.
I am thankful for the whole community of the musician and entertainers that jump on board. And then for me to be able to get here to Nassau, Westerner, jump on, Rex, the manager, jump on and donate a fair to Freeport back and forth.
God is good.
That's the airline.
So I'm going to take a commercial break. I appreciate you coming by. I wish you all the best and all the luck. I'm committed to this effort, right? I'm going to promote it. I'm going to make sure everyone knows that the benefit is for Saturday. Yes. And we know the numbers to put the funds on. Mm-hmm. And I see you after the surgery, that we can have a celebratory time. And thank God that all has been well, right? Good.
Yes.
So this has been Guardian Radio AM. My name is C.A. Nuri. And on the other side of the break, we will have members from the Eugene DePuge Law School who will be talking about the legal clinic that they plan to have. And this is Guardian Radio. We'll see you shortly.
Love. love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Here we go.
J.S. Johnson Insurance agents are the best. Reliable service, they've been on the scene, protecting since 1919. J.S. Johnson Insurance has the best. Always, you're always covering me. J.S. Johnson Insurance, peace of mind.
Bahamas, it's time for the third installment of Fish Fry Fridays, the hottest once-a-month after-work party, brought to you by Fassage, the Bahamas' number one party band, Star 106, and Margaritaville, downtown Nassau.
1, 2, 3, come on!
Fish Fry Fridays has quickly become the talk of the town, and because of such a super large turnout the last time, the venue has been expanded to enhance your enjoyment experience.
I go drink water and mind my business.
It's a happy hour like no other. So on Friday, August 26th, after work, kick off your shoes and head over to the 12 Volt Bar at the beautiful Margaritaville Resort, downtown Nassau, and enjoy the Fish Fry Friday experience with the dynamic, energetic live sound of Visage and DJ AI. Admission is $25 and includes one free complimentary drink, or enjoy the tantalizing Vacation Cafe Buffet with full access to the event for only $55 per person. Tune in to Star 106 for more details. Fish Fry Fridays.
And welcome back to Guardian Radio AM. This is C.A. Nuri, and I have some delightful guests here in the studio today who is going to talk about how Bahamians can benefit for a program they have coming up Saturday on August 27th, 2022 at Miles Monroe Diplomatic Center, Bahamas Faith Ministries. They have the, and I'm looking at my notes, this is membership from the Eugene DePuch Law School, whose objective is to increase access to justice for their members of the public. And they have a community aid clinic. And I'm trying to understand exactly what you mean by community aid clinic, so I can start the conversation from there. And I see you have a number of partners, because I know about free clinic aid where you could go and get advice, but this one seems special.
Well, let me jump right in. First of all, let me thank you so much for inviting us here. We really do appreciate that. And my name is Nicole Sutherland King, and I am the director of the Legal Aid Clinic at the Eugene DePuch Law School. And with me this morning is our tutor, who is on faculty at the law school and who works with me in the clinic, Mr. Kevin Farrington. And we're so excited to be here this morning to talk to you and to share about our Community Legal Aid Clinic, which is one of the events that is put on by the Community Legal Aid Program, the new Community Legal Aid Program, or CLAP. And you may be asking, well, what is CLAP?
Yes.
So CLAP is a collaborative effort to provide access to legal services and legal advice for members of the public. Where we sit at the Legal Aid Clinic, we are acutely aware of the need for free legal services, or certainly affordable legal services. And so we thought it prudent to really, coming out of COVID, where we had to kind of pivot and learn how to do business differently, we realized that there was a space for us to provide our services in a different way. So that began some
conversations. We spoke with the Office of the Attorney General. They were very excited. We also want to say thank you to the Honorable Attorney General. He was very excited about this idea. We approached the Bahamas Bar Association about, you know, how can we ensure that members of the public are able to access justice, all right? The courts had pivoted. We realized that lots more things were going on virtually, and that we were using technology a whole lot more just as a country. And so we saw a space then for us to collaborate. Historically in the Bahamas, we have had one-off ad hoc sort of community legal aid clinics.
Yes.
But never before has there really been a consistent effort to bring all of the partners together and thereby maximize our impact. So CLAP is a collaboration between the Eugene DePuch Law School Legal Aid Clinic, the Office of the Attorney General, the Bahamas Bar Association, and we do have a legal technology partner out of Trinidad, the Caribbean Agency for Justice Solutions, that is assisting us by providing us technology platforms that we can provide our services on.
And I want to hear more of that. Anytime I hear the Caribbean assisting the Bahamas, I get excited. You know, one Caribbean. And I want to understand, what do you mean that they provide technology services to us?
Okay, so at the moment, we are rolling out this program.
Okay.
The idea of this program is really to make legal aid services available throughout the archipelago. Mm-hmm. All right. We have very limited services here in New Providence and worse on the Family Islands. And so because we were getting more and more inquiries from members of the public who may have been in Freeport or down in Acklands and Mayaguana wanting access to our services, once we realized that we could use Zoom to do that, we thought, well, okay, here is now a space that we need to maximize. We spoke with our tech providers who are, again, Caribbean Agency for Justice Solutions, and through their conversations, they said to us, look, we can make this even bigger than just doing Zoom. You know, we can now use technology to put our volunteers together. We can connect more and more volunteers. We want to make this modern. We want to make this first in class for the region. So that really is the long-term goal. Right now, we are piloting the program. We are building out our technology. So over the next few months, you will hear more and more about what we're doing on the tech side. But for right now, what we are doing is really providing, going into communities locally and providing services, putting attorneys in the community where people can access them, and giving persons, members of the public, opportunities to come in and get free legal advice.
So I'll bring Mr. Farrington into conversation, right? I want to know what to expect, what the community to expect. I know you say that there'll be some lawyers, right? These are specialist lawyers that will be answering questions and making justice or legal, I'm trying to use the right legal term, yeah. Forgive me, right? Access to that, right? But I want to know, I come to Miles Monroe Center, right? As a public person, what will I expect walking through? I come with an issue. I have my legal issue. I have all my notes in hand. Walk me through the process of what to anticipate.
Recognizing that legal aid is fundamental to providing access to justice to everybody in the Bahamas. Mm-hmm. And that's whether you're a Bahamian citizen or not. Everybody.
Bahamians and non-Bahamian citizens can come to this legal aid clinic?
Once you are in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, you are exposed to access to justice. Let's say, for example, a foreigner may be arrested here and may not have legal representation. That person should be afforded access to justice. So again, everybody within the Commonwealth of the Bahamas is afforded access or should be afforded access to justice. So when you come to the diplomatic center, what happens is you'll be met by one of our staff or concierge. Mm-hmm. They'll direct you to a table where they would register you. Everything is computerized. So once your name is entered into the computer system, everybody at every station has access to that information. From there, you would be permitted to sit and you would be assigned to an attorney. Now, fortunate for us, we have a listing of professionals from every law firm or most law firms mm-hmm. who specialize in civil law, family law, criminal law, landlord and tenant. So under normal circumstances, when you may not be able to afford an attorney at a private law firm, you can have access to that same high-class, high-profile attorney
at the legal aid clinic. The last event, you all had some high-end.
Yes.
I mean, some high-end lawyers mm-hmm. who were giving out free advice.
I mean, me and the director, kind of high-end.
Well, no, yes. Yes, 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 yes.
We got a high-end, too. Mm-hmm. But they've left their posh law firms and they're giving back to the community. So under normal circumstances, when you cannot walk into their law firm and afford their private law firm fees, you can have the same access to the same level of professionalism, the same level of expertise, and the same access to the same attorney at the Legal Aid Clinic in a safe, free space. And so that's what you can expect when you come out on Saturday.
And who out of the community, I know you call different areas of laws, like, yes. but who out of the community should take advantage of this? Because like I said, if I had some issues with some land, mm-hmm. right? My parents died, probate ain't gone, you know? What type of documents should I bring? I want to be prepared. I don't want to come there swinging my hand and they say, oh, you need this type of information.
Well, if I could jump in here.
Yeah.
So let's just back up a bit.
Yes.
One of the things that we want to do to make sure that we are able to provide you with premium service
mm-hmm.
is to understand what your concern is going to be.
Mm-hmm.
So we are inviting members of the public to please pre-register with us, all right? And I will provide the registration information. Once you pre-register with us, the person that you speak with will inquire of you what is the nature of your matter, and that person will give you some guidance as to the nature of the documents that you need to bring.
And I want to understand what pre-register. Is this pre-register when I walk in or pre-register before I come?
We would prefer if you do that before you come so that we can ensure that we are ready to meet you.
And is there a website or Facebook or a link I can go to start my pre-register? Because I have some ideas, some questions, so I'm going to.
Absolutely. So I can let you know that we have a Facebook page already.
Mm-hmm.
You can look for us on Facebook. We are at CLAP, C-L-A-P, the Community Legal Aid Clinic. Community Legal Aid Program, sorry, Bahamas.
Mm-hmm.
So we are on Facebook. If you would like to contact us, you can contact us by phone. Our number is 818-1606. Or if you would prefer to contact us by email, you can reach us via email at info@clap.org.bs. And that is info, I-N-F-O, at clap.org.bs.
So if I'm going through the divorce right now and I wasn't sure about what's happening, right? I can actually go to your Facebook page and say, I'm coming to your clinic, right? Saturday,
right.
And this is my issue.
So what you would do is you would come onto the page, you would contact us,
mm-hmm.
we will get back to you.
And go ahead.
All right, and the person who gets back to you will find out what is the nature of your matter and advise you what documents to bring. So let's say, for example, you're going through a divorce.
Mm-hmm.
They would no doubt tell you to bring along your documents when you come. We will fix you an appointment time so that when you arrive on Saturday morning, we will be expecting you, and we will say to you, Mr. Nuri, come right this way. We're waiting on you. You will have a conversation with your attorney. And once the attorney has given you advice, if there are any follow-ups and that sort of thing, we will assist to the extent that we can in terms of follow-up. One of the other things that I want to jump in here to say as well, though, is from time to time, it has been our experience that persons may have just general legal
mm-hmm.
questions. Not every matter, not every legal issue needs to end up in the Supreme Court. So persons have access to the Magistrates Court, which is the People's Court. But one of our experiences has been is that because persons may not be familiar with the procedure, or there may be certain documents that they need to fill out, they may want they've been told that they need to, let's say, prepare a summons. They're having a dispute with somebody, and perhaps they're not comfortable preparing that document because they don't feel that they have the legal expertise. At this clinic, we will have persons there who can assist you with that sort of thing.
Wait, so there will be persons who can do a will and stuff like that at this clinic?
There will be persons who can assist you.
So, I mean, I just want to get everything free.
Who will assist you with getting a will.
Yes.
So what we want people to understand is you do not necessarily need to have been served documents, legal documents.
Mm-hmm.
This is not that kind of space.
No.
If you think that you're having a problem, you know, I'm not certain. I'm having this dispute with a family member. I'm not certain if this is a legal matter. This is a brilliant opportunity to have a conversation with trained counsel who can advise you. Yes, you have a cause of action. This is what you should do. Or no. Perhaps your matter has not
nice.
Crystallized
yeah.
yet. You may need to wait an additional, let's say, 3 months
mm-hmm.
before you can come to the court. This is the opportunity to do that. And what we are hoping to do is by giving persons information really is to empower them so that they know how to navigate the legal system. That really is the key thing for us. Let's say, for example, you and I will say that the person experiencing the matter has all of the facts, you know. Mm-hmm. They have all of the facts. All they need is a little bit of assistance with mm-hmm. with managing and navigating the process. And that is the gap that we're really seeking to fill. Mm-hmm. So we are hopeful that once this program gets up on its feet and it's really functioning in the way it is anticipated that it will really alleviate some of the backlog at the magistrate's court. So say, for example, you know, you have to have given persons a certain amount of time, notice. Let's say you're a landlord and you want to put the person out. And there may be some requirements in law that say you need to give this person proper notice, and the notice needs to look like A, B, C, and D. You can run to magistrate's court, you can get your date, but when you get there, the magistrate is constrained by law, and they will have to say to you, well, you're not quite ready. Go away and come back.
You see, change your locks on the door.
Right, that sort of thing. So what we want
to
do is...
Can't take the door down.
No, exactly. Exactly. So we want to assist persons with their self-help. That's what we really want to do. So I really want it to be very clear that
what
you
about
don't
a question,
have to have
an answer period. You know, because I have sometimes I have issues about how I deal with, family member died and the will hasn't been, and I have a question about that too. Something about preparing letters of administration for a family who died without a will. Mm-hmm. And they want to like to know if they can come and ask questions to a lawyer about that.
Yeah. Yes.
And that detail and information on what's the next step.
Yes. And that is exactly the space that we want to create. So if you have any niggling question in your mind about a matter that is legal, this is the space to come and to feel free to ask that question. And the beautiful thing about it is that it's free in this space, and you are not required to pay those traditional consultation fees that you may encounter if you were to attend this very same person in their private practice.
And continuing the conversation, Ms. Sutherland King, I have a text from Grand Bahama. Mm-hmm. What about them?
Okay. Grand Bahama, we are coming. We are coming, Grand Bahama. As I adverted to earlier, we intend to really leverage the technology to make these services available to persons. As I indicated, we are currently in our pilot. Mm-hmm. But even during the pilot period, if you are unable to attend, you're on a family island and you want to get some access to these services, you want access to these professionals, you can feel free, again, to reach out to us at our contact details, and we will arrange a Zoom consultation for you throughout, you know. So those Zoom consultations will be not conducted on the Saturday, but during the 2 weeks following, we will provide you that service virtually.
And I just want to make sure people understand, especially those persons listening from the family island. At this present time, if you have a legal issue, you still can use the contacts, the Facebook and the email, and put in your issue.
Yeah.
And someone will respond.
Yeah. Someone will
and then you can perhaps organize a Zoom where you can get some kind of consultation.
Exactly. So
and again, this free.
I've actually done several from Eleuthera, Exoma. I think I had one in Acklands and all.
Right.
Via Zoom.
Right. Yeah. So you know, that is one of the good things I think that came out of COVID.
Yeah.
You know, so in addition to the courts pivoting, legal practice has pivoted, and the public is now a lot more comfortable with hopping on a video conference and speaking with somebody face to face. So that is the ideal that really is behind this concept.
So I want to know the history of how many clinics have you had so far. Is this the first initial one? Or because I know there's one, had to be one before.
This is the second one.
So this is the second one.
Yes.
And that was successful.
It was very successful.
And apparently you had long lines and people all through New Providence came to try get this legal advice.
I think the only time I work as hard as I worked that last time was maybe about 20 years I did construction a summer.
It was a long day.
Yes, but it was successful. It was very successful.
But definitely, Bahamians are taking advantage of these free clinics.
Yes.
Once they are aware that the date, the time, and they come prepared and ready. And I want you to repeat how to pre-register, because I don't want to the listening audience to come without the information.
Exactly.
And so I want you to repeat that pre-registration again.
Exactly. And so once again, if you would like to reach the Community Legal Aid Program, we are now on Facebook. You can look for us at CLAP, that is CLAP, Community Legal Aid Program Bahamas. We have a Facebook page with our contact details there. If you would like to reach us by phone, we are on WhatsApp 818-1606, because I know we love WhatsApp. Yeah. Yeah. Or if you would like to reach us via email, you can email us at info@clap.org.bs. And that is info@clap.org.bs.
I see reconferencing, but I'm going to take a quick commercial break. So I want to make sure everything is covered, right? I understand it's a pre-registration. I understand it's going to be at the Miles Monroe Diplomat Center, and it's going to be this Saturday. But I want to go in detail about the aspects of law or the lawyers that would be present on Saturday. But right after this commercial break, I'm going to go into detail with that.
J.S. Johnson Insurance agents are the best. Reliable service, we've been on the scene, protecting since 1919. J.S. Johnson Insurance has the best. Always, you're always calling me. J.S. Johnson Insurance, peace of mind.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
And welcome back to Guardian Radio AM. This is C.A. Nuri, and we're having a discussion with attorneys Ms. Sutherland King and Mr. Farrington, who are representing from the Eugene Depuch Law
School,
and they have their community clinic program, right, where they have partner with a number of organizations. And I want to remind the audience who you partner with. And I also want to know and give a testimony of your experience with the various private law firms. How did they respond to your cry that come and help the general community?
Well, let me just jump right in, right?
Yes.
Because I
yes.
think lawyers get have a very yeah. bad reputation
out
in the public.
To make money, but it seems like they're volunteering and they're prepared
yes.
to help.
And I want yeah. to say a heartfelt thanks to my colleagues at the bar. The members of the bar have responded with vigor and vim. And I think what they really mm-hmm. wanted was an opportunity and a space to give back. And mm-hmm. so this has created that space. There are certain law firms that have really come on board, and I won't get into trouble by calling them by name, but they are the best of the best in the country. So I don't want anybody to feel that, well, you are not getting top-of-the-line service. Yeah. From QC straight down to the second-year
attorney. You have QCs there, too?
Yeah,
we have Queen's Counsel.
Yes.
So nice. This really is a wonderful opportunity. We invite you to take advantage of it. I want to say thank you once again to our sponsors, the Honorable Attorney General and the team at the Office of the Attorney General's Office. And we also want to say thank you to them, because they have also volunteered their time. You know, because of where they are, they don't often get the opportunity to engage with members of the public. Mm-hmm. But notwithstanding that, they have still supported this program very robustly. Our colleagues at the bar, thanks to our president, Mr. Khalil Parker QC, and the Bar Council for their leadership and the vision and understanding the need to really support this program. Thank you to the Caribbean Agency for Justice Solutions, Mr. Bevel Wooding, their executive director, who is actually in country at the moment. And we also want to certainly thank the leadership team at the Bahamas Faith Ministries for providing us the venue. And they have been so supportive. Thank you also to Merritt Stahl, who has been our go-to guy and has really facilitated this. Yeah. And again, I just want to encourage members of the public to take advantage of the opportunity. We have our flyers. Please spread the word. Share the word. Family Islands, we are coming to you. We hear you. We know that you need our assistance, and we are working our way to you.
Mr. Farrington, I want you to remind me of the dates and the time and dates, time, and walk in. What if I didn't have time to pre-register? Can I just walk in and say, hey, I have an issue. Can I get some advice, please?
Okay, the date and time is Saturday, August 27th.
And that's this Saturday.
This Saturday, August 27th, between the hours of 9 a.m. and 3 p.m. And the venue is...
That's a whole full day, 9 yes. until 3.
Well, we actually have two shifts. So we have persons, attorneys, who will be on from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. Mm-hmm. And then again from 12 p.m. to 3 p.m.
Okay.
And so whether you register or not, you're free to walk in. So if an issue popped up the day before and you don't have access to a computer or a cell phone or laptop, mm-hmm. just walk on in and we'll accommodate you. Persons on the family islands, even if you cannot physically come, you can register and we could facilitate, like the director said, the consultation via Zoom. And that can happen at any time, any place, anywhere, by anyone. And so just register. If you can't register, just walk on in.
I got a text saying that I didn't get ahead of phone numbers, the WhatsApp number, but you can give me all the contacts again on how people can contact you.
That's 818-1606, 818-1606. The email address is info@clap, that's C-L-A-P, .org.bs.
Mm-hmm.
That's info@clap.org.bs.
Good. I mean, I'm excited just that there's a program, free, and I'm trying to reiterate the term free,
yes,
free that you can get legal advice, you can get questions answered about the legal concerns you have about your issues. That's impressive. And it's co-sponsored by government and these private entities. And you, like you say, it's the top lawyers who would give the free advice. I'm impressed that the legal fraternity has come together yes. to do and make themselves available for that.
Yeah.
So I'm very impressed with that.
I would only add the benefit from the full experience ensured to bring every single document. Mm-hmm. Any document that you want us to provide some direction or advice on, we would encourage you to bring
every your single document. Bring your yes. documents.
Bring the marriage certificate.
What about immigration issues? I know you said everyone who in the Commonwealth of Bahamas, be they Bahamians or immigrants, can come to this clinic and seek advice.
Right.
Issue.
Will you be dealing with immigration issues?
Yes. Right. So I think the key thing for persons who want to access this service is to ensure that come out.
Just come.
Yes. Come out. Yes. If we are not able to provide you with direction on Saturday, we will find somebody who will.
Yes.
All right? Because we like I said, our volunteer team is deep.
Yeah.
Our bench is deep.
Mm-hmm.
All right? So we have persons with expertise in all areas of law. They may not be on site on Saturday, but we will put you in contact with them. And as I said, there are persons who are making themselves available throughout the week even.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But the point is you need to make contact with us.
Yes.
And why is it so important to have access to legal advice and services like this?
It is critical. It is a constitutional right. All right? And you must understand whether or not you have a legal problem. Because if there's a legal problem, there is a ways and means for you to solve it. And I find that without that, I think we're seeing the frustration bubble over.
Mm-hmm.
I think the lack of information is driving a lot of that. So it is critical. We as a legal fraternity recognize that it is our job to drive the access to justice forward. It is our job to make information available to members of the public. And this is our attempt to do that in a collaborative and sustained way.
And we have just a few minutes now before we leave. I want you just to remind the public on who you are, so reintroduce yourself in terms of where you work,
okay.
so we'll be aware again.
All right, so... I am Nicole Sutherland King, and I'm the director of the Legal Aid Clinic at the Eugene DePuy Law School. And just sidebar, add for the Eugene DePuy Law School, not many persons are aware that we do actually have a law school here in the Bahamas.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But we do have a law school here. We are the institution that prepares attorneys for call to the bar, prepares young people for call to the bar. And at the Legal Aid Clinic, we provide training for law students, as well as do our part by providing legal aid on a sustained basis to members of the public.
And will one or two of the law students be present to assisting and support?
Absolutely. So our students will be there. They will provide us with administrative support as well.
Okay, that's nice. That's good. At least they're getting that experience and preparedness. That's good. I get excited about that. And go ahead, Mr. Farrington.
My name is Kevin Farrington. I'm a tutor at the law school. I'm also a practicing attorney within the Legal Aid Clinic. So the director alluded to the deep bench. I'm a part of the deep bench within the law school.
Part of the deep bench.
And in particular, the Legal Aid Clinic.
So I will conclude with this. This Saturday, August 27th, 2022, at the Miles Monroe Diplomat Center at the Bahamas Faith Ministries, Carmichael Road, there will be, I'm trying to do the clap now, the acronym, Community Legal Aid
Program.
Clap.
Yes.
And where Bahamians who have issues with the law or who needs advice and information can come free of charge.
Yes.
Free of charge.
And get legal advice from prominent attorneys who will give instructions on and support as what they can do moving forward.
Yes.
Good. This has been Guardian Radio AM. It was exciting today, access to opportunity and access to service. And I thank my guests for coming on and thank them again for their service to our community and the Bahamian public at large. Thank you very much for coming by.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.